Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alana and Sarah with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, police have raided Dorothy Day House in Greenslopes after displaying a banner, "From the River to the Sea, Come Get Us, Crisafulli." Resident Franz Dowling says he painted the sign on an old bedsheet. The investigation relates to the public display of material being assessed under Section 52DA of the Criminal Code, which addresses the public recital, distribution, publication, or display of prohibited expressions. A warrant authorized police officers to search the house and seize items deemed to be evidence. Franz Dowling reports the banner and his digital devices were taken. Using the slogans in Facebook posts, chants, banners, potentially faces 2 years imprisonment. He said police informed him that people who shared a photo of the banner on social media could also be in breach of the prohibited expression laws. Media organizations can legally use these banned terms in a journalistic context. Also, a University of Queensland study has reported that living without a private vehicle in Brisbane is unrealistic for most due to the city's sprawling layout and limited public transport options. Urban planners from UQ School of Architecture, Design and Planning recruited 10 car-owning Brisbane residents to go without their vehicles for 20 days for a research project assessing the barriers to car-free living in low-density cities. UQ Associate Professor of Urban Planning, Dr. Dorina Pajani, reports that even with cheaper travel, many feel they can't rely on public transport and continue to depend on their cars. In low-density, sprawling cities like Brisbane, people cannot be expected to give up driving unless there is significant investment in public transport.
In national news, ex-tropical cyclone Narelle has been downgraded after crossing the east coast of Northern Territory and tracking across Katherine towards Western Australia. Northern Territory Health has closed and evacuated Katherine Hospital due to a flood risk and significant weather conditions. Emergency supplies were transported into Katherine overnight, and an OSMAT field hospital has been established in Katherine East. Emergency care, maternity, radiology, resuscitation and primary care services will be delivered from this field hospital. The emergency hospital was deployed by the National Critical Care and Trauma Response Centre, which is deployed during national and international disasters. This marks the first time in Australian history that it has been deployed at this level domestically. Also in national news, two peace activists have been occupying the roof at Moran Precision Engineering in North Geelong since 4:30 a.m. this morning. The protesters say the building contains a factory that makes parts for the F-35 fighter jets, which Israel and the United States use to bomb countries in the Middle East, including Palestine and Iran. The two women have secured themselves to the roof with bike locks and have supplies to last them at least a week. The police are currently on their way to the site, but the two women say they will not leave willingly and are demanding that the Australian Defence Department stop approving export permits for weapons to Israel. Zedlines attempted to contact Moran Precision Engineering. But so far, they have been unavailable for comment. Maybe if they had an easier name to say, we'd be able to contact them. In international news, Cuba has stated that they are ready for any potential US attack after Donald Trump's threats last week to take over. Tensions have been building since Trump's oil blockade has sent the island deeper into economic crisis, with Trump now saying that he expected to have the honor of taking Cuba. The country's national electric grid has suffered its third major blackout this month, with more than 10 million people without power as a result of the US blocked foreign imported oil needed to keep power stations running. Trump is reported to want the removal of Cuba's president as a condition to lifting the blockade, similar to his removal of Venezuela's president on January the 3rd. In a statement to the NBC, Cuba's president said, "We don't believe it's something that is probable, but we would be naive if we do not prepare." And the island has a preparation plan to raise our people's readiness for defence against any US military aggression. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.